This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The site of the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo is going to be Grand Isle next week. It will be sometimes you wonder whether the island's going to sink from all the spectators and anglers that'll be there. And if you're going down there fishing next week, well, here's some tips from a guy named Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. He's with us each and every Saturday morning. Darryl, how long have we been doing these reports?
Don, let's see. I've been doing this 21 years, so I guess me and you've been together 17, 18?
I was thinking around 20 years, close to it, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, you know, time flies when you're having fun, huh?
It's my 21st year of guiding, so yeah, I wasn't around too long before we connected.
Yeah. Well, what's been going on this week besides thunderstorms popping up almost daily?
Well, I mean, Don, you got to move around them. You got to run from them and kind of sometimes plan your trip. But, you know, plan your trip around them. But the good thing is the fish have been accommodating pretty much anywhere you go. In fact, earlier this week, one of my trips, I was kind of glad a storm went away because I was being hard-headed and say, no, I know these fish are going to bite. I know these fish are going to bite. And a storm drove me off, and I'd be darned as soon as we dropped trolling motor. It was like, damn, I wish I'd have been here at the beginning of this because now we're about through.
Yeah.
So it made us move and find a better bite. There's been fish everywhere, a lot of places. You get in that deeper water stuff, and you fish more to the bottom, and you're catching a little bit better size fish. A lot of the places you go, you're having to weed through a lot of throwbacks. And, you know, you and I have talked many times over the years that when speckled trout are schooling, a lot of times if they're 12-inch fish, they're all going to be 12-inch fish. Well, this year hasn't been the norm. You'll catch 4 or 5 12-inch fish, and next thing you know, here comes a 19, 20-inch. Those fish are moving around, and, you know, when you were having some of those phone difficulties, I texted you one of those reports that I think some of these larger fish have done their spawning and it's starting to kind of move back in a little bit, and I think that's what's starting to happen. We're seeing some really good fish on the interior oyster reefs and the interior, you know, the points and stuff that we like to fish. We're seeing some really good females, some larger females, starting to gang back up on it. Now, maybe they're just moving around in between spawns, but there's certainly a lot of them still coming back to the inside. The ladyfish have shown up, so if you're fishing live bait, bring plenty. And what's really showed up and what's been driving us crazy tackle-wise is the daggum sharks. The sharks have shown up. You've heard complaints for years about them offshore. They're getting just about as bad inshore. You'd be reeling a trout in. Next thing you know, he turns into a really big fish for a few seconds, and then all you get back is a head. So, the sharks are definitely becoming a problem inshore.
Yeah, well, the sharks don't abide by the new regulations either. Huh? They'll take under a 13-inch trout if they can get it.
And they'll take over a 22.
Yeah, they will. They certainly will. Well, yeah, they've been problematic. The offshore fishermen have been dealing with it. Now it's the inshore fishermen, too. Darryl, where would you say has been the better action? Has it been to the east towards Lafitte, to the west towards Fouchon? Or are you sticking pretty close to home right there around the island?
Well, a little bit of both. A little bit of sticking close to home. And if I had to pick east or west, the west side started out a real bumpy year this year. They had, don't know where it was coming from, maybe some of those projects going on over there, but they had a lot of muddy, muddy water to the west. Fishing was very unpredictable to the point that you'd look up and it's like, I know him, he's from Leeville. What's he doing here? So they were running all the way almost to Port Sulphur from Leeville to find fish. So I would say the east has been better, but there's been a whole lot of trips where I never got out of sight of Grand Isle. In fact, this morning's going to probably be one of those because we're going to kind of watch for thunderstorms. You know, the problem is, well, like last week we ran all the way to the east. I ended up, and solely because thunderstorms and lightning was chasing me that way. I guess it was 2 weeks ago. Remember, we talked about having to hide on rigs and stuff because when we ran out of places to run, it's like, guys, we just got to hide and wait it out. But there's a whole lot of fish right here close to the island, and a whole lot of birds have been working. We're getting some shrimp starting to move back in. The bait situation is a little bit tight if you're looking for shrimps. It's either you got little bitty ones or you got those 12-inch long shrimp, which is what I've got mostly. But, I mean, you haven't really needed it. I mean, the plastic is just wearing out these fish because they're hungry and they're looking for anything that moves.
Tal, I know you don't do a lot of it anymore, but you do talk to people that do. How's the snapper fishing been for the mangroves and the red snapper off the island?
Last week was a little bit tough. The reports that I was getting from the folks that went out there, anywhere close to Grand Isle was a little bit tough. It, I don't know, maybe we had a little dead zone move in or something like that, because I was getting reports that places where they normally are catching 16, 18, 20-pound snapper, they were dropping down and wasn't able to lose a bait. It took some running around more to the west. That's one where one of the captains I was talking to who does that recreationally and, you know, just trying to pick my brain. Like I told him, whenever we ran into that kind of a problem when I was offshore fishing, the story was go west, young man, go west. Get further away from that river, and you're probably going to find fish that don't have as much pressure and better water quality. So, you know, it's been up and down. It's been up and down, but I suspect that won't last long. They'll be back.
All right, it's realscreamers.com, or you can go to my site, and you'll find Darryl's website there. You can link to it, and if you like, you can give him a call. Darryl, what is the best time to call a fishing guy to get information? You guys are up very early. You're getting customers out. You're coming back. You're cleaning fish. When would you suggest somebody call if they're going to call a captain?
Would probably be after lunch, sometime around the 2 o'clock time frame, 2 o'clock until about 8 o'clock. The only ones that really get me, and sometimes I don't answer, is the ones that call at 9:30 in August, and I'm like, nah, man, I've been asleep for an hour. I'm not answering this phone.
Yeah, leave me a message, and you can call them back. What's that phone number, Darryl?
Yeah, 225-937-6288. And, yeah, like I said, the big thing is, look, during our busy season, there's a many a days we don't get to see the sun go down.
Got it. Well, hope you get some fish. We'll talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.